What is this?
The wrong button.
This is for your other radio show.
Right after you said the perfect show, I went, well, there, that ends that.
Just before our mics went hot, I was encouraging everyone in the studio. I said, we're having a great time this morning. We're having a lot of fun. Let's have a perfect show. And then Mike Riesch pushes the wrong button. Welcome to Rosie on the House. We are your weekend wake-up call throughout Arizona, the number one listen-to talk show in Arizona on weekends. Welcome aboard. Come on in. We've thrown the doors wide open at my house, Rosie on the House. In particular, if you're having trouble in your home, keeping your home comfortable, or keeping your home comfortable at an affordable utility bill, if you want to talk hot and cold spots in your house, if you want to talk about air conditioning, dilemmas, complications, or confusions, we have the man here in studio for you to visit with. Line up now. All the lines are open. We cleared all the lines at the top of the hour, so only air conditioning questions can reach into us now. 1-888-767-4348. I've got Romy here in the co-pilot seat, and he helps me speed through any of the other dilemmas. We've got a series of emails that we received throughout the week about this particular topic that we'll be bringing into hand. Jennifer, my wife, sweet Jennifer's in the call screener station. You call the number toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer will find out what air conditioning dilemma or what indoor air quality dilemma or what indoor comfort dilemma you're trying to fight, where you are in the great state of Arizona, and then we'll put you in touch with Andrew Dobbins, our resident air conditioning and indoor comfort expert from Intelligent Design. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
You know, we've got articles that we publish every single week, and you can find them on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Our article today is on, I want to say it's a new kind of air conditioning, but it's been around a long time.
Been around a very long time.
Tell us the story of mini splits.
So mini splits or ductless AC systems, a lot of people have seen the advertisements for the Mr. Slim or something from Mitsubishi. Mm-hmm. It was actually a company called Daikin that created it out of Japan. And they've also invented some other really cool things like the variable speed compressor. They worked with DuPont on the new refrigerant that everybody uses now. So they're really the global innovators. They're the largest AC company on the planet, and they dominate the globe. And they started with the mini split.
And they actually took root in the States recently.
Yeah, they came in about 30 years ago, and then the U.S. wasn't ready for it. So they backed out and then created a little bit of a vacuum for some of these other companies to come in, like Mitsubishi and Mitsubishi and all these different kinds.
Yeah. So and now they've started a manufacturing facility in Houston, right?
Well, yeah, They acquired a
manufacturing facility.
They bought the largest American company, which was Goodman Amana, and they came in and retooled all of the Amana to really create a much better line of product. And they left Goodman as it was for the new construction industry. And they are building the largest, or they're working on the largest construction facility in the country right now. I think it's something like 400 football stadiums. And they're going to shut down their other manufacturing plants and build just in Texas.
Mini split air conditioning. How did it get that nickname?
It's a mini split. So basically a whole house split would take your air from your house in through your filter and return, and then return it all back through the whole house. And then the heat is exhausted through a refrigerant line to the outside. A mini split is just that one room where you take it over the coil right in that room and return the cold air right back.
It's like two pieces of equipment, one inside the room, one outside. They're both about the size of a modest suitcase.
Yeah.
So they're smaller. The rest of the world air conditions like this, and they have forever. But they don't install ductwork
now. One of the
in other countries.
One of the questions I always get when I start talking about this is, well, is that like, are we going backwards to the 70s? Yeah. Are we getting window units again? What's going on here? Are we getting the hotel units like
right.
the PTEC?
The noisy?
Not at all. These are completely different. They're the most efficient systems in the world, and they have the highest level of technology. So Super quiet.
You know, if any of you listening have had to shop air conditioners recently, you've probably had a tech out at the house, and you were probably talking about how efficient a unit you could buy. And I think the federal mandate right now it has to be a SEER rating, which is the efficiency rating of equipment. It has to be a SEER rating of 14 right now, right?
In the South and the Southwest, yes.
Okay. And then, but we have equipment that can go as high as 18, 19, 20, right?
For central split systems, yes, absolutely. 25 is the highest central split system.
Pretty expensive system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But these mini splits, they like start at like 30.
Well, they don't start there, but they can get up to there. Some manufacturers create 15s, but it's really hard to get a low-efficiency mini-split. The cost is so little to upgrade to an 18, 20, 25 SEER.
Yeah, I think the one they installed in my garage is like a 33. Yeah. And it literally cost me less money to air condition my garage than it did to run the evap cooler.
Absolutely.
Way less. Not by a little, but I mean by a whole lot. We're saving in the middle of the summer. We're saving 60 or 70 bucks a month.
And that's not even calculating the water.
That's not even calculating the water. Much less maintenance. The dogs love it. But the other thing people think about is when they think of the mini splits, if they've seen pictures, if they've seen the printed advertisements, they think of that window unit underneath the window at the motels that you walk in. And a lot of time you just turn those on because they're so noisy, the background noise, to stop the noise from the traffic outside.
Sure.
You cannot even tell when the one in my garage is turned on.
Yeah, you got to put your hand up and try and feel the air blowing and know whether it's running or not. They are so quiet.
They're so quiet, you don't hear a thing.
That's right.
Okay. So we've established the fact that they're incredibly efficient.
Yep.
If you have that one hot room that just cannot get cool any other way, it's a good option for that.
Mm-hmm.
In our home, not in our home, but in the home that we own, that we have a recording studio set up in, we have a mini split just in that room because of all the equipment.
Yeah.
So we keep that room considerably cooler than the rest of the house. There's hardly any reason you I don't know. I can't understand why they waited so long to really start using, because they didn't become top of mind to me until, I don't know, it wasn't more than about 5 or 6 years ago. I didn't even know what a mini split was.
Right. There's a couple reasons why we didn't jump on it right away. One is ductwork is all hidden except for the register. So sometimes the aesthetics will prevent people from moving forward. Once they're up there, give it a month and you won't even notice it's there. But that's one of the reasons why people may not do it. If you have an extreme ducting situation where you have a lot of ductwork that needs replacement, or you have a home where you have to do rooftop ducting, something really inefficient, people will do these for their whole house and drop their electric bill significantly for the whole house too.
Now, I have seen some blueprints on some very high end, extremely custom luxury homes, and I'm talking in the neighborhood of 15,000 to 18,000 square feet.
Oof,
they're doing the entire house with multi-head ductless systems.
Well, I always tell people that if I ever built a custom home myself, that's what I would do. Absolutely, no question. Why put in all the ductwork? When you compare the cost, you know, one of the negatives is that if you already have ducting and everything, that adding a whole house ductless is a much higher cost than the central, just replacing a central versus installing all ductless.
Yeah.
But if you're doing new and you don't have ducting and you have to incur that expense and all the chases and soffits and everything that you have to do for that, a mini split option wouldn't be a lot more than the ducted when it's brand new.
There are some drawbacks, and I want to get to that, but the lines are completely lit up. So we're going to have to get to the phone to start answering some folks' questions. We've got Bruce and Bob and Justin, another line ringing whose name I don't know yet. But Bruce got in first. Let's take them as they came. Bruce, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Super fantastic. What you
great.
Up to?
I've got a strange situation. I live in a neighborhood with three-phase. And the old 45-year-old Wright died, and I put 23 years ago, I put a three-phase split unit in my house, and it's slightly oversized because I have the old metal sash windows, et cetera, and I was going to put an addition on that never happened.
Okay.
It has run beautifully, but it is 23 years old. So I'm thinking it's probably, you know, if a compressor goes out or something on a 4-ton unit. So I went looking, and I find out nobody makes three-phase residential air conditioners anymore. It's like, I guess due to demand, they're gone. So I had a company that's reputable. Their SRP uses them for their springtime, you know, work and stuff like that come out. And they said that they could put a three-phase unit on my house using a commercial outside condenser unit with a residential inside blower unit. And I would have my 4 tons, and I could keep my three-phase, because this Carrier unit that's 23 years old has been so reasonable. And I'm not the type of person that sits around the house with 80 to 82 degree air with ceiling fans blowing and high speed trying to survive. I like my house cool. And my bills have been so reasonable. And all my neighbors, when they've replaced air conditioner, have been talked into single phase. And they wrote me up an estimate for both three-phase with a commercial outside unit and a single-phase with high SEER rating, like a 16. And actually, the three-phase was slightly less expensive. And I know a year or so ago I called in, and you at the end of your show, and we were talking three-phase real quick. And I've just been so happy. This unit has been minimal problems for 23 years, which is unusual. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are, the gentleman that's with you's thought are on staying with three-phase and going with a commercial outside condenser unit with a residential inside that's oversized, but with the way this house is insulated, it almost has to be.
Very good. Okay, Bruce, those are all great questions. The gentleman I've got here in the studio is Andrew Dobbins.
And only has 25 seconds to finish that.
Yeah.
should we come back and wrap that up?
We are, because he is in an interesting dilemma, because if you have triple phase, you want to hang on to it as long as dearly as you can, because it does result for you, Bruce, the homeowner, in a much, much lower power bill at the end of the month. Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design will come back after this short break, and we'll address how would you accommodate three-phase residentially for Bruce in this situation.
Sounds good.
All right.